Energy flow across 64 bars for jungle in Ableton Live, beginner arrangement lesson. Today you're going to learn one of the most important jungle skills that nobody can really fake, shaping energy across time. Because a break and a bass can be amazing, but if they don't evolve over 64 bars, it starts feeling like an endless loop. The goal here is simple. Make your drop section roll and progress like a performance, not like a static DJ tool. We're going to build a reliable energy curve across 64 bars in the arrangement view. Introduce, hit, escalate, and pay off, and we'll do it with simple, repeatable moves, automation, mutes, fills, variations, and a few stock effects. Nothing complicated, just intentional. First, quick setup. Set your tempo somewhere in the jungle range, 165 to 172. If you want a default, go 170 BPM. Keep it in 4/4. Go to arrangement view and set your loop brace to 64 bars. This is important because we're thinking like an arranger now, not like a loop maker. Create a few tracks, a drum rock for breaks, a drum rock for extra hits like rides and fills, a bass instrument track, a music or atmosphere track for stabs and pads, and an FX track for risers, impacts, reverses. Quick workflow tip. Group your drums and name the group drums. Color code if you can. Your future self will thank you. Now step 1. Build your bass loop. This is your foundation. Think of it like 0% to 60% energy. If your bass loop doesn't already feel like jungle, no amount of arrangement tricks will save it. Start with the breaks. Load a classic break. Amen. Think. Funky drummer. Hot pants. Whatever you've got. Put it in simpler and go to slice mode. Slice by transients and set playback to gate so it's tight and responsive. Then add a simple processing chain on the break track. Keep it basic and stock. EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to remove sub rumble. If it's muddy, do a small cut around 200 to 400 Hz. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Boom low. Like 0 to 10%. And only if it doesn't mess your sub. Turn transients up a bit so it snaps. Then saturator. Soft sine or analog clip is fine. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2 to 1. And only aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not a squish. Now bass. Make a simple sub with operator. Sine wave on oscillator A. Either a sustained note for roll, or a shorter envelope, if you want it a bit plucky. Write a beginner pattern. One or two notes, repetitive but groovy. Something like F, F, E flat, F. Don't overthink it. Jungle bass is often hypnotic, not flashy. On the bass chain, EQ A to low pass around 120 to 200 Hz if it's sub only. Then a little saturator, maybe 1 to 4 dB with soft clip, so the bass reads on smaller speakers. Optional, add a compressor with gentle side chain from the drum group. Ratio 4 to 1, attack 5 to 15 ms. Release 60 to 120 ms, and just a couple dB of ducking. Jungle shouldn't pump like house. You want the bass to breathe, not gasp. Cool, that's the engine. Now step 2. Map the 64-bar energy curve. Create locator markers at bar 1, 9, 17, 25, 33, 41, 49, 57, and 65. This is your 8-bar thinking. Jungle changes a lot on 8-bar edges. Sometimes subtle, sometimes obvious. But if nothing changes at those boundaries, the listener's brain clocks out. Here's the teacher move. Think like a DJ and a drummer at the same time. DJ logic means your section should be stable enough to mix into and mix out of. Drummer logic means the groove should feel performed, like someone is making decisions every phrase. Now we start arranging. Bars 1 to 16. Drop landing and establish the groove. We're going from about 60% to 75% energy. The key here is, give them the full groove quickly, but don't show every trick immediately. Bars 1 to 8, bring in the full breakbeat, the sub bass, and a simple atmosphere. On bar 1, add a crash or impact. Add a short reverb to it, like 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, just so the downbeat feels like a door opening. Here's a practical, super effective drop accent. On the drums group, put a utility and automate the gain. On bar 1, push it up about 0.8 to 1.5 dB. Then drop it back to zero from bar 2 onward. This makes bar 1 feel like it lands harder, without changing your balance for the whole section. Bars 9 to 16. Introduce exactly one new element. 1. Not 5. It could be a ghost snare layer, a tambourine, a ride, or a stab every 2 bars. Then do a tiny break variation at the end of bar 16. Remove 1 or 2 slices to create a mini fill. Think of it like a drummer setting up the next phrase. Ableton trick, duplicate your 8-bar drum clip. Make a variation clip, and label it clearly, like break a plane and break B variation. In the variation, add one tasteful extra kick, or snare flam before the main snare. Small changes read huge at speed, now bars 17 to 32. Variation and call and response. Energy goes from about 75 to 85. The goal is rolling forward without fatigue. Bars 17 to 24. Add a secondary percussion loop, but keep it low. High pass it around 200 to 400 Hz so it doesn't step on the body of the break. Then add a delay throw on a stab or a vocal snippet. Use echo or delay. Time it to 1/8 or 1/4, feedback 15 to 30%, and filter out the lows so it doesn't cloud the mix. This is an important mindset. Your delays are decoration, not fog. Bars 25 to 32. Make your first reedle arrangement move. Option A. Switch to a different break for 4 bars, like Think into Amen. Option B. Keep the break, but change the bass rhythm. Maybe more syncopated. Now an easy energy automation idea that works constantly. On the breaks track, add an auto filter or use EQ8 as a low pass. Automate it so over bars 25 to 31 it slowly opens. Imagine the highs lifting from around 6 kHz up to 14 or 16 kHz. Then at bar 32, do a quick dip, like a tiny suck out right before bar 33. This is a big concept. You're not only adding energy by adding elements, you're creating contrast so the next section feels bigger even if you add almost nothing. This audio version is shortened for playback.